Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. It's a bit chilly out there, but still dark. We're entering the months of, obviously we started last week as the month of October, but we're here in October as we're getting later in the season, starting to really feel like fall, starting to see a lot of the, you know, obviously the temperatures change. We're starting to see the leaves start to fall, starting to see our plants start to slow down a little bit, right? We're starting to see a lot of those changes in the weather, the atmosphere, the in nature, all those things. It's really, you definitely can feel it out there. If you walk out this morning, we're in the 40s, right? So, a little chillier than it has been. We did have, you know, obviously we had some rain in parts of New England yesterday. All over the place, so it was a little cooler, but earlier in the week we had some nice weather, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of last week, of this past week, I mean, we had some mid-80 degree temperature. I talk about the weather often, obviously, just part of what it is here. But it is just so far all over the place. It is just all over the place. And you just don't know which way is up when it comes to the weather. So, but hey, it is what it is. And we keep moving on. If you read into anything that they say about, you know, the winter. You know, it is something that I've heard. We could have a good amount of snow, but who knows? You know, if anybody could have predicted the amount of rain that, you know, at least I've had in my area and a lot of Massachusetts has had, I don't think they could have done it. But anyways, it's We're really into fall now. You're starting to notice our plants are starting to slow down a bit, right? Our lawns are starting to slow down a little bit. They probably have, you know, they're probably going to take a little bit of a hit, not hit, but slow down in the next couple weeks here, big time. With the temperatures dropping the way they are, you'll start to notice that the lawn's not going to grow as quickly as it had been, right? We have those nice warm temperatures, then rain. It's just a perfect storm of growth. But we're looking at, you know, the next few weeks here, we're not really getting into those highs again. It's going to be in the 60s, right? Short weather is just about over. It's right on the edge there, right? But we're, you know, we're rolling into fall here. Not seeing a lot of potential frosts in the next few weeks, at least where I am. I'm going to assume the further north you go, more likely you will have a frost earlier, right? What does that mean? Right? Because a lot of times we wait for frosts to happen on some of our perennials, some of our annuals, those things. Also, you know, some of our houseplants that we've brought outside, right? We wait for those times to say, we got to bring stuff in, or we got to start cutting back our perennials. We got to start cleaning up a little bit more. But we haven't really gotten a lot of those yet. Now, the more south you go in New England, it's going to stay a little warmer, right? So it's interesting, you know, to watch the weather a bit and see how it goes and see what happens, because it truly affects our plants, right? I had an email from last week that I thought was great, because I was trying to find it while I was talking here, but there was a woman who listens to the show and was laughing because where she is doesn't have a lot of rain, right? And thought it was great that I talk about the weather so much. And, you know, I thought about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, actually, that kind of makes sense. What was I kind of thinking here? But it was interesting to read that conversation and just see, yeah, maybe, you know, not everybody has it, but it feels like it is just taking over the weather for us here. It's so much. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And today I'm going to be here till 8 o'clock again. I have one more. Today's this one of the last weekends for a bit here where I got something going on. I've been up in New Hampshire yesterday for a few hours. My daughter Katie had a soccer tournament, and I'm gonna head up there again for a 10 a.m. game. I've really taken this, you know, I really want to be part of my kids' everything right now. While they're young and remember it. So this is one of the things that I know. This will be the last week for probably a month or so. But just part of what I want to do, trying to give everything I can while I'm here in these couple hours. So definitely keep that in mind. But, you know, we're here to answer as many questions as possible. And you can give us a call while we're here. Again, phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And at 7:30, we're going to be, Karen from Natural Alternatives is going to join us, give us some timely information this time of year, because it's definitely needed right now. We got a lot of things that we can be thinking about doing and building on there before the winter months hit us, right? We're not that far from it. But, you know, as somebody once said, winter is always coming, and we got to be thinking about that. So, you know, what can we be doing? We can be talking about the winter fertilizer that's coming. You know, we should have put down, or should be putting down now, you know, taking care of some of that newly seeded lawn, because it's been so nice. You probably reseeded lawns, right? You know, there's still mosquitoes there's still ticks out there that we should be thinking about. This is the time of year where we kind of like, oh, we've already worked on everything and done everything. You know, myself, I've sprayed in the yard I don't know how many times just to try and break down because, obviously, tons of rain, more mosquitoes. But the mosquitoes are still out there. We were out there a couple nights ago and just hanging out, and it was like mosquitoes everywhere. So they're still there, but the ticks as well, right? The ticks is one of those ones where we kind of forget about this time of year, and we just say they're gone. So we'll talk about that. And then we'll get some good information, as always, about Protolizer. I can't talk about that product enough of everything it does. So definitely take a look, look to listen to that. Like I said, about 7:30 today. It'd be a great conversation with Karen, as always. So we look forward to that. And then, we'll be here the next few weeks after this live, so full time. I am live, obviously, right now. But we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll try to give you as much information as possible and what to do outside. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And still dark out there. It doesn't even feel morning just yet. But we'll definitely be here for the next few hours to help you out. You know, there's been lots of talk, and I've started to hear it out there of, more and more about the jumping worm. We started talking about it. We've been talking about it for a while, actually. It's a couple of years here, but it's really starting to hit Massachusetts a little bit more than we had heard, right? It's interesting to see all the different things and that are coming out. The fact of the matter is this is one where killing the jumping worm, the big thing on this is the preventative maintenance of killing the cocoons in the early spring. So, thinking about it now, getting rid of what you can if you have them of the actual jumping worms by, some people say using a mustard seed, right, that will go to the top of the soil, bring them up, and it will kill them that way. Some will water soil with a very hot boiling type water, right? That being said, it only kills the worm that is there. It's probably left the cocoons behind. And the big thing is the spring, right? Because the winter months will kill the living jumping worms. But just because the winter has killed them does not mean that they're gone. Because the cocoons usually have about two of these jumping worms in them that will hatch in the mid to late spring, right? So, it's them dying back now is not like it's going to slow them down. They're going to come back next year at double the rate. And then as you kill those, if you don't kill the cocoons, it's double the rate then. So it is something just to be thinking about. There is some different items out there that I have heard. There's some different items out there like the yucca extract that is out there. It's on the tip of my tongue here. I had it and there is a saponin, S-A-P-O-N-I-N. Saponin is how the best I can say it. But this yucca, it's based from the yucca plant, right? And what this actually does is this will actually help kill the jumping worms as well. Putting this over the top brings them to the surface, kills them. But it's still a lot to do with the cocoons here. And so this spring, if you have a compost pile, you know, I'd love for you to look at a way to just make sure you're almost sterilizing it, right? You know, some of this could be the very hot water, but hot water can only do so much. So what I want you to do is be able to bring the water over the top of that whole compost pile. And then for about 4 weeks this spring, as we start to warm up, I want you to put plastic over it, clear plastic, because the clear is going to create that greenhouse effect, right? Because we're looking at that greenhouse effect, because the greenhouse effect is going to warm it up, almost turn it into a boil. And what that's going to do is that is going to kill the cocoons that are in there. So by leaving it there for 3 to 4 weeks, it will definitely take care of it. So it is something to be thinking about. Something to look into if you've had it in the area. Look now in your compost, right? Because if you have it, next year is going to be a lot worse than this year. Because if you have it and you don't realize it right now, you're really going to realize it next year. Anyways, we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden. Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. A United Airlines flight to Tel Aviv was diverted back to San Francisco, and numerous flights are being canceled after the Hamas attack on Israel yesterday. Weekend flights to Tel Aviv on United as well as on American and Delta Airlines were listed as canceled as well. Several airlines around the world announced they're canceling flights to Tel Aviv as a result of the fighting between Hamas and Israel. President Biden making it clear that Israel has full U.S. support.
In this moment of tragedy, I want to say to them and to the world and to terrorists everywhere that the United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
Biden spoke in front of reporters at the White House yesterday about Hamas' surprise attack on Israel. He also had a stern warning against any party hostile to Israel wanting to exploit the attacks for their own benefit. Dave Collins, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And good morning. It's starting to lighten up out there, at least where I am. I know you guys are all over the place, so it's going to be a little different for everybody. But it's going to be a nicer day, at least from what I went through yesterday. We were, like I said earlier, we were on a soccer field for a while yesterday, and I'll tell you this, there were multiple times where you couldn't see because it was raining so hard. I don't know how my daughter and her team could do anything. At one point I looked out at my daughter who the rain is just pouring down and she is just soaked and she's just looking at me like, What do I do? And it's like, just keep swimming, I guess. Just keep swimming. But man, weather has just been so all over the place. It's affected our plants, right? Because usually, we're the 8th of October right now. We're usually getting ready for one of our first frosts, right? It's been a couple of years since we've really had an early frost. But we're usually getting ready for that because this weekend, Columbus Day weekend, is usually like the last weekend of really doing as much out in the yard. Right? Because it's the last like full, 3-day weekend until, I want to say, until Veterans Day, I think, is in November here. And that's another 3-day type weekend here because it's on a Friday, I believe. So, but that's into November, right? When it's not as warm usually. So this is usually the last weekend where we're like, all right, we got this to do. We can start cutting everything back. We can do this. But the fact of the matter is with our perennials that are out there that we normally would have cut back, we got to hold off on right now because we want to make sure the energy goes back into the plant, right? So we need to focus on that. We need to look at the fact that our plants need to die back a little bit before we are to cut them back. And that's the majority of the perennials, right? Your perennials, if they're still growing and green, all of the energy is in the plant. It's all on the top of the plant. It's working its way to try to get bigger, better, still all the time. Even though it's cooler, it's still waiting for that, right? Once that frost hits, the plants start to understand. They're like, oh yeah, okay, I got to die back a little bit. But I need to go back into the root system and protect the root system for the winter months. So once that starts to happen, then it's a good thing to cut back. Because it's almost like if we cut back too early, we're starting to shock the plant, right? The plant is just like, what's going on? All my energy's up here. You're cutting me off at the base, and I can't put that energy back into the plant. So, you know, this isn't that weekend for that. And it looks like it's still going to be a few weeks anyways before it becomes really that time to do a lot of those cleanups for your perennials, for some of the shrubs that way. You know, just got to keep it in mind that just because the calendar says one thing doesn't mean our plants think another. Right? We got to look at those weather changes. You know, the more north you go, the more likely it's going to be a little bit cooler, get some of those frosts. And once the frosts start to hit, you're on the right track to cut back. But with no frosts and no dieback into the plant is still thriving and going. So just keep that in mind as time permits, because usually you kind of look at the schedule, and this is that weekend. If you're not going away, you're working on some of those things. You know, the benefits of all these things, of all the weather, the way it's been, and the not-so-cool temperatures at night this time of year, you know, a lot of your vegetable gardens are still going, right? You know, we were talking, I want to say, almost 2 months ago at this point, a month and a half, and saying, you know, some of our tomatoes, but, you know, they were green. You know, are they going to turn orange? And we were kind of saying, maybe not. Well, you know, you look at that now and you say, well, probably had enough time for a lot of this stuff to continue. You know, not having to cut back some of these or making sure that, you know, some of the new stuff didn't really pop through. It's just all over the place. Just don't know what to do with it, right? You kind of just look at it and say, what is going on? And you see that the temperatures have shifted. The way the seasons were 5 years ago, right around now we had frost. And now the frost has moved almost like a full month later into November, sometimes a little bit later. But the seasons have all changed that way as well. So just keep it in mind when it comes to your plants. The other thing with the temperatures starting to drop, we should be fertilizing our plants, you know, our shrubs, our trees for the winter months, right? We want to make sure that our plants are taken care of during those colder, you know, winter months. And we're going to use products from Espoma for that, right? So we're going to use Espoma's Holly Tone and Plant Tone and Tree Tone this time of year. Right? This is what we're looking for at this time of year, is to get your trees and shrubs with a little something to get through the winter months. So our Holly Tone is going to be for your more acidic loving plants, right? Mostly evergreens are your acidic loving plants, except for the boxwood and arborvitaes. Those you're going to want to use plant tone. But for acid-loving plants, you're going to use halitone. What are you going to do and how much, right? So if you have a shrub, you're going to use 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter. And you double the quantity if the drip line diameter is 3 feet or larger, right? So the drip line, as I've said many times, however wide your plant is, where the furthest leaf out, that's your drip line. So you're going to fertilize in that area. For a shrub, you're going to sprinkle that around the drip line and kind of scratch it into the surface and water it thoroughly. Whereas if it's a tree, that's the one you're going to need to put closer into the root system a little bit, right? And you're going to go down about 3 inches, 4 or 5 inches, whatever's easiest. You don't want to go too far down and start hitting roots, but you want to get it into the soil. So you're going to want to go deeper than that. I apologize. I'm thinking the size of the hole. The size of the hole is about 3 inches. Depth, if you can get down to about a foot, that would be phenomenal because the root system is a little bit deeper there. You just got to watch how you are digging into the soil, right? That was my biggest concern here is when you're fertilizing and pushing a shovel into the drip line, most of the big roots aren't going to be there. But if you start hitting something, it's not like jamming at it to go further down. Maybe that's as deep as you should go. Or maybe it's move over a little bit to get around the root system. Because we don't want to root prune at this point. We want to help those roots be ready for winter. And as always, just remember, with the halitone, plant tone, and tree tone, we're using half the rate in the winter months than we do in the spring. Because we want to give them food. We just don't want to feed them too much, right? We want to give them something to get through those winter months where it's cold, etc. Right? So, you know, that's the halitone, looking at the acidic, you know, the acid-loving plants, right? And then you'll look at, you know, your plant tone for all your other types of shrubs, right? You know, looking at some of your, you know, more deciduous shrubs, right? Butterfly bush, you know, a lot of your perennials, a lot of, you know, the, a lot of it's not even coming to me this May, the second, so, sorry, like your Weigelia, some of your blue mist, the bluebeard there, some of the other deciduous shrubs, right? And we're going to do it the same way. We're going to feed them on the drip lines, right? Your established plants, it's 1 cup around the drip line. Trees and shrubs, it's 1 cup for each foot of branch spread, so the same thing. Just using all of these, but using it at half the rate, right? So it's just something to think about. The one thing I want you to make sure of doing when it comes to the fertilizing this time of year is make sure it's always watered in after the fact, right? We want to make sure it's watered in, it gets moved around, it's broken down a little bit to get where it needs to be. And that's what you want to do with these. So, you know, we're using the halitone, plant tone, tree tone right now from Espoma, right? So if you want more information on that, go to the Espoma website. It's espoma.com. And again, it's got tons of information on there. All the different fertilizers that you need to do, that they have, and just looking up and reading some information, right? Like a tree tone right now should be looking to fertilize your fruit trees and shade trees, right? So the bigger stuff. So this is something that you would use now, just half the rate. Again, same thing. You'd be applying it in the same areas, But because it's a tree, we're basing it off of the trunk diameter, right? So you're looking at about 4 feet above the ground. At that point, that's what you need to see what the diameter. So around the diameter of the tree. So it's going to depend on how much you need. So say you have 2 to 4 inches, you're actually going to use 4 pounds or 12 cups per inch. So you're going to need a little bit more than some of the others here. So just think about it. This is definitely the time of year to be doing it as they get ready for winter. Help them get into that and start out strong in the spring, and that's by using the Espoma plant foods. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take a break. Back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And starting to get the sun out there. We're starting to feel good about it. Love it this morning. Actually starting to... You know, got a little cold last night, but it's nice. It's nice. Starting to really feel those that weather. Enjoying it. Now, this is probably one of the last couple weekends here you'll be able to overseed. In the more north you go in New England, the further south you go in New England, you know, down Rhode Island, Connecticut, the Cape. Still got a little bit more time than that, but the overseeding is probably a good thing to be doing right now. You know, one of the things that I wanted to, you know, talk about, we talk about all the steps to do it. One step we don't talk about as often is, you know, with overseeding, what you need to do with the existing lawn that's there, right? We kind of just say, all right, get it all cleaned up. And then throw the seed down, the starter fertilizer or winter fertilizer, whatever you've done recently, and then put the seed down. But we haven't really talked about one of the key things here that I think is very important. So this time of year, we usually don't mow the lawn like really low, right? But what you want to do the best you can is cut your lawn, if you're overseeding, so cut your lawn down to about a half an inch tall. The entire area that you are overseeding. Because what this does is gives us more space to, more soil to seed contact. And that's what we're looking for, right? We're looking for the seed to hit the soil. And so by cutting the soil low, the lawn low, and really exposing the soil, that is a way to get better contact, right? Because we want that seed to hit the soil. If the lawn is too tall in some areas, some of that seed can get hung up in the actual grass that's there. And it's not hitting the soil. So it's really something to be, you know, it's an important part of this whole process that I've kind of left out, and I apologize. I was just been thinking about it and reading more and more about it, you know, always trying to get something more for you just to give that more information, and that is something that needs to be done. The other thing that, you know, I've seen, I was driving by somewhere a week ago and I saw somebody using, and I used to talk about it, and I hadn't in a while. Like a garden weasel, right? It's like a mini rototiller, but on a handle, right? It's got like tines that, you know, you're using and moving around. Well, that is a perfect tool in those areas to kind of rough up the soil a little bit all over the place. It's not going to eat up the grass that's there. It's going to, you know, make some divots into the ground, but that's what we're looking to do. We're trying to rough up the soil a little bit in some of those areas that are really compacted. And by using this, it gives it a nice layer of soil for the better contact with the grass seed to the soil. And again, that is huge when it comes to it, because if it's not hitting loose soil or good soil right at the top, it doesn't have anything to dig itself into, right? Get into that soil and start growing and protecting itself. So it's not something that I had talked about in the past couple of weeks, and I just wanted to, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot this week, because as you drive around, I'm seeing a lot more people trying to get some of these things done. Get some cleanups done. Get some overseeding done. And these are two things that you really should be thinking about when it comes to the reseeding aspect. You know, making sure it's cut back to about a half an inch, the lawn, the existing lawn. And using something like a garden weasel. You can even use a rake to rough rake it. But the garden weasel kind of just gets in there and moves things around and gets things ready. So I think it's definitely worth it, something to look into. Now we're going to take a break here. If you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Taking a break. We'll be back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.